Hey everyone, welcome to Stutter Talk. I'm your host, Peter Reitzis, and I have on the line Mitch Trishon, Dr. Mitch Trishon, who is attending the Friends 15th Annual Convention in Denver, Colorado. Mitch, I wish I was welcoming you on for happier reasons, but thank you for joining us. We will get you back on the show just to talk about stuttering. But just let me let listeners know at home the brief of what's going on, and you can correct me if I have any of the facts wrong. But this morning you all woke up in Colorado and found out that 12 people were shot and killed in a nearby movie theater, and one of the people attending the Friends conference was shot. But thankfully, he made it, and he went through surgery, and he came out of surgery safe. Is that about right, or tell me what you know?
Well, the movie was on at 12 o'clock last night, and about 20 minutes into the movie is when it happened. So there were people that knew a lot earlier and were up for a good portion of the evening, but yes, it was true that a lot of people woke up to the shocking news. As far as someone from Friends getting shot, what actually happened is that there were three showings of the movie, and there were about 12 people from the conference that were actually in one of the three showings, but not the one where the gunman actually came in. From what I've heard is that whatever he was using pierced through the walls, and it was shrapnel that hit someone from Friends. And what I'm hearing is that he had surgery. They were able to get the shrapnel out, and that he is going to be fine. The others were pretty shaken up. Mm-hmm. Everyone seems to be doing pretty well. I've spoken with a few of them that were there last night, and they seem to be doing okay. I'm just really glad that all of them are okay. I feel terrible about the Aurora community here and the tragedy that's happened here. But the conference and the people here are just incredible, and we're all pulling together and I'm just glad that everyone is okay.
Yeah, we're very glad here at Stutter Talk and the stuttering world's talking a lot about this on Facebook, and everybody's glad that it looks like everybody attending Friends was spared. As again, we said somebody was shot, but they've pulled through. And of course, we're very, very sad for the families of the people, of the 12 victims so far who were shot and killed. And I do encourage folks who want more news on this to go to the major news outlets. Like I just was just on the New York Times and public radio. So, you know, and anything I say is basically reported from other news outlets. And Mitch is speaking from his experience on the ground. And I should say that Mitch is kind enough to talk to us during a break in the conference on his cell phone. And we will get Mitch back when he can sound a lot better on a good line. Mitch, I'm going to read you something from a newspaper link from the Mercury News that was just sent to me. A Stutter Talk listener wanted it to bring it to my attention. It says, Megan Walton, 20, of Boulder, said she was sitting beside her friend Gage Hankins, 18, of Ohio, in Theater 8 when he was shot in the arm before he was rushed out of the theater. Now, Gage is the person who was attending Friends who was shot. That's correct?
Yeah, I don't know if I would use the word shot. I don't know what, but it was the shrapnel. So I know that from what I hear that it wasn't like it was a direct hit. I'm not trying to minimize it in any way, but just I just want to let people know that it was the shrapnel and he is doing okay.
Sure.
I know that both of them were there and that Gage is the one that was injured.
In this same article, it goes on to say that Walton was with 10 members of the group Friends, Association of Young People Who Stutter. Were other Friends conference folks hit with shrapnel or shot, or do you know anything about any other injuries, or was it just Gage?
From what I'm hearing, it was just Gage.
Again, thank you so much for joining us at this difficult moment. Tell us a little bit more about how the conference feels today. Are the workshops going on as planned? How much are people talking about stuttering? How much are they talking about this tragedy that Friends was very lucky to, well, they didn't escape it, but it could have been a lot worse.
Yeah, the conference is going on. I think that there was a somber feel this morning, just shock, really. Now that the day is gone on, I mean, the workshops are going on. I can't speak as much as to what's being said in the various workshops. I'm actually working on something else and haven't been able to go into a lot of the workshops. But the conference is moving on, and quite honestly, I believe that when something like this happens, it brings people closer together, and who better to be around when something like this happens than people that you already feel very, very close to. Mm-hmm. So it's going on, and it's going well.
Yeah, and we usually give the bios at the top of the episode, but that didn't feel right today. So let me just let the listeners know a little bit about you. You are co-founder of Stutter Social. We featured one of your members on Stutter Talk talking about this great resource. You're a board member of the National Stuttering Association, and you are a professor at St. John's University, and you have a lot more experience in the stuttering world. And I mean, there's no good place for a tragedy like this to happen, but I know you have a lot of training in counseling, and there's a lot of people at the conference with training in counseling. I hope that's going some way of helping everybody deal and cope with this tough, tough moment.
I think it's just important to give the people who will want to talk about it an outlet to talk, and everyone knows that they're able to talk about it, and I really see people pulling together, and it seems like the conference is going on, and it's doing really well. Actually, as some of the kids are rolling in right now, so you might hear it's getting a little louder here, which is good news.
It is nice to hear the good news. And, you know, usually when I podcast, I hope that my baby in the next room while she's sleeping doesn't cry, but maybe today that wouldn't be such a bad thing, just that beauty of life. Okay. So, Mitch, I know you've got to run to the next group of workshops. Just one last question, just so that we understand a little more. The gunman, the person who did this act of terrorism or whatever you want to call it, he wasn't actually in the theater. So what you're hearing is that he was outside of the theater?
No, there were three showings of the movie. So he came into one of them. And that's where the shootings occurred, but some of them pierced through the walls of the others.
Oh, okay. Thank you for clarifying that. Okay.
He was in another, the people from Friends, from what I hear, were in another theater.
Oh.
So it's not as if they saw the gunman coming in, but what I'm hearing is that some was coming through the wall.
Thank you for that clarification, and thank you for your time on this difficult day, and have a good conference, but stay strong, and we look forward to getting you back on Stutter Talk.
Thanks a lot, Peter. Have a good one, and we'll talk again soon.
Thanks, Mitch.
Take care. Bye-bye.
We just heard from Dr. Mitchell Treshon, board member of the National Stuttering Association and co-founder of Stutter Social. Stutter Talk hopes to follow this story and to bring listeners more information and more perspectives during this very difficult time. Leave your thoughts and questions at the Stutter Talk podcast Facebook page or send us an email, stuttertalk@stuttertalk.com. This episode was recorded Friday, July 20th at 1:30 Eastern Time, which is 11:30 Colorado Time.